Now, begin with Iran's President Hassan Rouhani having described Saturday's missile strikes on Syria as an aggressive act aimed at raising the morale of defeated terrorists in the country. During a phone call with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, Rouhani noted the U.S.-led attacks on Syria showed Washington has direct ties with terrorists in the country. He said when the U.S. felt terrorists are losing a strategic region like eastern Ghouta, it reacted by conducting missile strikes on Syria. The Iranian president noted that the U.S., France, and Britain do not want stability in Syria. Putin said for his part, further missile attacks will lead to chaos in international relations. The two presidents agreed missile strikes have damaged the prospect of a political resolution to the conflict in the Arab country. Now we're joined out of Leicester, out of the UK, Mr. Robert Inglekesh, political analyst. Hello, Robert. Nice to have you back on the program. Robert, I want you to go to this statement that President Rouhani made, the Iranian president. He said that these airstrikes showed that Washington has direct ties with terrorists, that they're always trying to protect terrorists in Syria. Your thoughts on that statement?
Well, Washington's policy since the start of this conflict in Syria, this Western war, this Israeli war on Syria through their proxy forces, has been to destabilize and balkanize the region. So their support for these terrorist groups, although it has been minimized since Trump came in, but the support has been getting there nonetheless still, has of course came now in the form of these airstrikes by the United Kingdom, France, and the United States. Their support for terrorism goes so far as they trust terrorist sources in Jaish al-Islam about a chemical weapons attack, and just on their word, they take the word of a terrorist organization, and then they ignore international law and the laws of their own constitutions and strike a sovereign country. And their entire aim with this strike really was to test Syria. They didn't use the best equipment. They were testing as to what they could get away with, one, and also they were testing if they could try and find different strategic areas for possibly Israel to strike in the future by lighting up areas. Of course, most of the strike was deflected, but their support for terrorism is rampant, and they do this over the entirety of the region, and they've continued to do this. I mean, to ignore their role in the creation of ISIS and ignore their role in all these various so-called moderate rebel but real terrorist groups in Syria, to ignore that is complete lunacy and ridiculous. Of course, the mainstream media ignores that, but anybody with half a brain who looks at this information that's in front of them, that's all over the internet and for everybody to see, to ignore it would be completely insane. But of course, this the way the media operates itself now.
And it's funny that you should mention Israel there. This regime's been increasingly carrying out strikes itself. It wasn't part of this last thing, or well, that's still up for question. If maybe it could have been. But we know that in the last couple of weeks, Israel's carried out strikes again on Syrian soil. My question to you, why is it that over the last few years, Israel has become increasingly more apt to carrying out these strikes, but we've never once heard them carrying out strikes on extremist groups or Daesh? Why is that?
That's because they really support these groups. I mean, they've been found to have been treating these terrorists from the area surrounding the Golan Heights in hospitals. They've admitted treating terrorists in hospitals. They support these terrorists. They support their ambitions. They want to destroy the legitimate government of Syria. That's their ambition. They want to balkanize Syria, but the plan has not turned out the way it was supposed to. Syria has now grown stronger militarily. It has better air defense systems because of the involvement of Russia. And now it's aligned very, very strongly with Iran, with Iraq, with Hezbollah, and also, of course, with the backing of Russia. It's very strong now. So Israel are frustrated. Israel are wanting to carry out strikes. They're wanting to try and assert their dominance and using the West to do so. And it's not working. They cannot do it, and they don't have the ability to destroy this axis of resistance which is built up against it because of its own criminal actions. So it's getting frustrated, And that's why I think we're seeing a lot of these strikes happen. And that's why I think the strikes that took place before by the United Kingdom, the US, and also France, it was to serve the aims of Israel and the region.
Thank you, Robert, for joining us back on the program. Once again, Mr. Robert Imlekesh joining us at Leicester, political analyst.